goes to Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-I-A, Loomis, L-O-O-M-I-S, date of birth 8-9-1947. Dear Dr. Moon, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Loomis with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, bilaterally small kidneys, and new diagnosis of pancreatic carcinoma. She has been having severe nausea and vomiting due to delayed gastric emptying. She did have a single severe biliary stricture that was found in June of 2024 when an ERCP was done. And they did a biliary sphincterectomy or sphincterotomy and placed a metal stent in the common bile duct. And she's done better following that procedure, but she does go to the ER frequently with the nausea and vomiting. Recently, she is waiting to get Creon to start using to help with the nausea, vomiting, and the delayed gastric emptying and the enzymes that are lacking. And she was prescribed Reglan 5 milligram 4 times a day by the gastroenterologist, and that's worked better than any other medication for the severe intractable nausea and vomiting. She is feeling much better today. She still has lost another 11 pounds over the last 4 months, most likely due to being unable to eat with that intractable nausea and vomiting. And her last ER visit was 10/15 this month for the severe nausea and vomiting. She did not require hospitalization at that time. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Occasionally, she has constipation, no diarrhea, no visible blood or melena, and no edema. Medications. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams. She takes a half tab daily. She's on Lantus insulin, 15 units twice a day. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Baby aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Keflex is 500 milligrams once daily for UTI prophylaxis. She gets Alphagon eye drops, one drop to each eye twice a day. Humalog regular, a sliding scale with meals. Reglan is 5 milligram 4 times a day for severe nausea. Compazine, 5 milligram 1 to 2 tablets every 6 hours as needed for nausea. The Creon, 3,600 units. It's up to 12 capsules daily, but she hasn't received it yet. They're waiting to get that. Senecot, 1 to 2 tablets daily as needed for constipation. And Lipitor is 20 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 161 pounds. Pulse is 90, and blood pressure is 130 over 78. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft. No ascites and no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent labs were done in the ER on 10/15 of 24, and that level was .69 due to the dehydration and the severe nausea and vomiting. Previous level was 1.43. Her sodium was 135, potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide 21, calcium 8.4, albumin low at 3.4. Hemoglobin was 10.3, normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with increased creatinine level, October 15th due to dehydration. I've asked them to repeat the labs in 1 month. and also probably monthly thereafter at this point, since she's been very, very sick. Two, hypertension, currently well controlled. Three, bilaterally small kidneys. Four, pancreatic carcinoma with intractable nausea and vomiting. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice within the next 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.